From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Reports out this morning that Walmart wants to buy health insurer Humana and is in early talks to make that happen. This would be a very big deal if it goes through. Humana's worth $37 billion. But it may seem like an odd couple on the face of it. Walmart is the place that sells everything from guns to pineapples, and it's buying up a health insurance company. So to help us understand what's going on here, we're joined by Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon. He teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning, Eric.
Hello, Sabri.
Why would Walmart want to buy a health insurance company?
Well, Walmart wants people to come to the stores. Humana insures a lot of older people. They get their drugs, you know, pretty often, you know, once a week, once a month. Every time they do that, if they come to a Walmart store, who knows what else they might buy? Walmart, which is the giant that scared everybody, is now a little bit scared itself. It's scared of Amazon, and we think Amazon is going into the healthcare business. So Walmart is fighting back.
Well, on the other side of this equation, why would a health insurance company want to combine with Walmart?
Well, it turns out that everybody in healthcare is in a battle with everybody else in healthcare to see who's going to control the flow of patients, the flow of money, and how much money they get. If they can do deals that save money when they have to pay the money out, like you can buy stuff cheap at Walmart, that will help them. The other big thing is Walmart has a lot of space, and a health insurer could set up low-cost health clinics inside Walmart stores, and that could save a health insurer a lot of money.
It seems like there are a ton of mergers in the world of healthcare right now. CVS and Aetna, that's a pharmacy and an insurance company. Cigna and Express Scripts, an insurance company and a pharmacy benefits manager. Why is this happening?
You know, everybody wants to save some money. Everybody wants to have control over patients and the flow of money. So, you know, we might end up where there's sort of one hospital company, one pharmaceutical company, one insurance company. And if insurance companies and drugstores and hospitals can merge, there might just be one healthcare company.
Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thanks so much, Eric.
My pleasure.